I soon got a job with American Hawaiian Steamship Company as a fourth mate, which is a bridge deck officer. Made one trip to the West Coast for that company, and a round trip, and came back to New York. The ship was chartered to the government, who had started the Lend-Lease program, and we carried a full cargo of war goods to General Wavell, the British general in North Africa, who had been driven across almost out of North Africa, and he had his back up against Cairo. We went around our ship, left New York in July, went to Cape Town, refueled, went up the west coast of Africa into the Red Sea. We had four Martin two-engine bombers on deck, which we delivered at Port Sudan on the Red Sea. They flew over the ship the next morning as we were leaving and dipped their wings. And we docked in Port Tufik, which is the port for Cairo, Egypt, the next day, which is about the 21st of September, 1941.
So by then you'd been on at sea almost a year.
I was now an experienced third mate.
You were third mate?
I was third mate, yeah.
And you started out as fourth mate?
That's true.
Bridge tech officer.
And the first night there, the Germans bombed the port. And they dropped a cluster of bombs on our ship. And the bombs straddled the ship. But we did receive minor damage. Quickly repaired. So that's detailed in the book. We sailed from there to India, loaded cargo for New York, and on the way back, December 7 occurred, and we were still a week out of New York because our ships were slow, only made about 11 knots, and so the whole trip took about July to, I don't know, the whole trip took about 4 or 5 months, I can't remember exactly now.